The violence in Afghanistan resumed just days after the U.S. and the Taliban signed a deal to end the war there. On Wednesday, a U.S. drone attacked the group in retaliation for a series of attacks on Afghan troops. And yesterday, at least 32 civilians were killed, dozens injured, when Afghan gunmen opened fire in Kabul. The self-proclaimed Islamic State, or ISIS, claimed responsibility for that attack. Seth Jones is a counterterrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Jones, thanks for being with us.
It's great to be on. Thanks.
The deal was signed last weekend. Has it already failed?
No, it hasn't failed yet, but I think we're at the period where it's going to be most difficult, where the Afghan government now, which is feuding within itself over who's actually running the government, has to find a solution with the Taliban. I think this will be the most difficult period by far, is can we get any sort of agreement between the Afghan government and the Taliban?
Can we?
I think that the challenge so far is that most of the senior Taliban leadership, is led by Mullah Akhundzada, Zakir, Razak, any of the senior officials, I find it very hard to believe that they'll have fought for 18 years only to agree to a situation where they're serving in an Afghan government led by someone like President Ghani. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to want to ask for a lot, and I don't see at this point a lot of opportunity and position where the two will agree, but we'll have to see.
When you say ask for a lot, a return to some of the practices for which the Taliban were known when they ruled Afghanistan, I'm thinking of the practical incarceration of women and not permitting women in schools.
Yeah, the Taliban of today is a different organization from the Taliban of the 1990s that ran the government up through 9/11. They have a slightly modified ideology, but they still have a pretty harsh position towards women. They still have a harsh position toward women serving in government positions, what and how people can dress. But I think most importantly, they have expressed a willingness to run the government. And I think that will be something that the current Afghan government is not going to be willing to accept.
I have to ask, is the U.S. so determined to bring home U.S. troops, especially in an election year, that the Taliban really has little motive to stop their attacks?
I think that's certainly true. I mean, what I suspect the Taliban is doing right now, and my conversations with both current and former Taliban officials indicate that they're keeping options open. If they assess that they can get a U.S. withdrawal now through talks, that's great. If not, they will continue to fight, and their control of territory has increased a bit over the past couple of years, so they're winning on the battlefield.
Yeah. In the half minute we have left, you were an advisor to the U.S. military in Afghanistan. What would you advise them to help make a deal work?
Well, I would advise that the U.S. has a backup plan in case the negotiations between the Afghan government and the Taliban fall apart. And I think in particular, what does the U.S. need to keep pressure on terrorist organizations like Al-Qaeda and the Islamic State in Afghanistan? And what is the U.S. objective also? Does it want to prevent a collapse of the Afghan government? If so, it's going to need some military resources to prevent a collapse.
Seth Jones is a counterterrorism expert at the Center for Strategic and International Studies. Mr. Jones, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.